opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is Toby Altizer, formerly of the Fan, back in the day. Toby Altizer, you tell me, when was it that you actually were here at the Fan? Do you remember?
I think it was 21 through 23, I believe, is the time frame.
21 to 23, so that wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't all that long ago.
So now you're out in D.C., back with friends and family and working at 106.7 The Fan and hosting on weekends and producing and doing all of that fun stuff. And you go from watching good sports to watching crap sports for the most part. Now, the Commanders, they've turned the corner with Jaden Daniels, and you got Josh. This YouTube camera, I swear to you, I'm going to throw it at the window. I swear to you.
You don't like
how
this,
do you keep getting in the
look? I literally just zoomed out with this stupid camera.
Next to your
and
face.
See, and again, yeah, I don't know, man. Whatever. If it zooms back in again, I'm going to just punch it right through the window. So anyways, Toby. Toby's laughing because he's on YouTube as well. At the Fan Milwaukee on YouTube if you want to watch me get mad at the camera. But you got the Commanders. Josh Harris comes in. He buys that team. I immediately said things will get much better now. The dude knows what he's doing. And I think he's a solid dude. So that turned that culture around. So that's good. Wizards. I have no words. I'm sorry, I guess.
I will say about the Wizards, like, they've been bad for a long time, but at least the new front office has a direction.
What's
so
that?
So I can get them. Well, they're just playing their young guys and hoping to get good players, and then eventually, once they're ready, they'll go get somebody big. But they got screwed out of the first pick this year, or at least a top three pick.
Yep.
So hopefully that doesn't happen again, but I at least can get on board with the direction they're going now.
Okay, fine. Now the third team is the team the Brewers play coming up this week and starting tonight, the Brewers and the Nationals. And the Nationals are a team that, of course, I always get on too early for some of these young guys in fantasy baseball. Last year, I had James Wood in fantasy baseball. As soon as he got called up, he was okay. This year, James Wood in fantasy baseball is absolutely killing it. Tell everybody about the star outfielder that's going to be in the All-Star game.
He's so impressive to watch on a nightly basis, Sparky, because there have been two stud outfielders that this team has had that are frankly gone now, but in Bryce Harper and Juan Soto, two guys that were kind of transcendent talents, and you've got a little bit of both in his game. So you'll see the Juan Soto-ness right away in the fact that this guy, it almost seems like he'd rather stand there than swing the bat. Like,
sure.
He is very, very selective on what he's going to swing at. And then he's got the home run power that Bryce Harper had and his ability to go to all fields. If you asked him where he'd prefer to hit his home runs, despite standing in the left-handed batter's box, he's going to try to pepper the ball to left center field. And that's something that he's done really, really well. Now, early on in his career, and you know, I know it's only been just over a year that he's been in the bigs, but early on, he really wasn't pulling the ball. Now that he's pulling the ball and pulling it in the air, basically anytime he pulls it in the air, it's a home run. And he's a very, very special talent. He's very understated. So if he hits a home run in this series in Milwaukee, you won't even notice a reaction. Matter of fact, the reaction would be the same thing as if he strikes out three times. So he's an interesting athlete to watch. He's someone that's very, very quiet, but he's very, very good, and it's cool because he's from our area out here in D.C., so his parents are at every game. Nice. So it's really cool to have him star here at Nationals Park.
So obviously he is a concern in that lineup. Are there any other concerns for Brewers pitchers that you have to be fearful of when dealing with?
It's all righties in this series, so I wouldn't say that there's much to be concerned about other than him and C.J. Abrams. And that's,
I don't
matter
feel
fact,
like C.J. Abrams has worked out to the extent that everybody thought he was going to be when he was a prospect. Where was he? The Padres, I think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those guys came over. Him, Gore, yep. James Wood all came over right. In the Soto deal.
Yep.
Matter of fact, I was on the air at the Fan in Milwaukee when that trade went down. It was the Hader trade happened, and then the next day the Soto trade happened, and as soon as the Hader trade went down, I said, well, Juan Soto's headed to San Diego because none of the guys were included in that trade. But yeah, CJ hasn't been, like, he's been really, really good in stretches, but yeah, I mean, he's nowhere close to the level of James Wood. Matter of fact, you know, we've had discussions out here about whether they should flip the lineup because most of the time it's CJ leading off and then James Wood in the two hole, and there's no one behind him for protection, to a point that in LA against the Angels earlier this year, James Wood was walked intentionally four straight times to the plate.
Oh my goodness.
The last time that happened was Barry Bonds. And there's no question which guy was better. And, you know, Barry Bonds is probably the best hitter I've ever seen just for the short period that when I watched him growing up. But James Wood has no protection in the lineup. So you're right. If you're doing anything, if you're Pat Murphy, if you're coming up with a game plan, number 29 cannot beat you in this series, and you'll feel pretty good otherwise, because chances are if number 29 doesn't beat you, then you're not going to get beaten.
The starting pitcher tonight, Toby Altizer, for your Nationals team is Mitchell Parker. I had Mitchell Parker in fantasy earlier in the year. He was doing all right, and then he started to blow up and not be as good. I thought there were some expectations with Mitchell Parker last year coming into this year as well. How do fans view this one?
Yeah, so he was an interesting one. The Nationals have had a couple of pitchers. You'll matter of fact see two of the guys in the series, and Mitchell Parker and Jake Irvin, that were kind of middling prospects that came up.
Not a Jake Irvin guy.
Yeah, neither one of them. Matter of fact, both of them have been two of the worst pitchers in the first inning. Mitchell Parker comes in tonight with a first inning ERA of 8.50, and Jake Irvin comes into his start, I believe, on Sunday with a first inning ERA of 9.95.
Get to the pot of wannabe sportsbook. Go make some money, man. Toby Altizer is telling you how to bet on this thing. Oh, my goodness. All right, that is crazy. Man, if the Brewers get shut out in the first inning tonight and tomorrow, I'm going to be hot. Go on.
Yeah, matter of fact, my first thing, my thing that I was doing with Mitchell Parker is any start was, yep, there's going to be a first inning run. I don't know how the rest of the game's going to go, but Mitchell Parker, if he can avoid the blow up in the first inning, he's been solid. He was really, really good to start the year. He was their best pitcher for about a month and a half, and then you're right, the wheels kind of came off, and the stuff's okay. None of the guys that you're going to see in this series are going to have overly great stuff. No one's going to overpower anybody, and so I would try to get to Mitchell Parker early. He's been a little bit better of late than he was through some really bad stretches, but his big thing is when it goes bad, it starts going really, really bad. So it's about kind of damage control for him. But yeah, first inning, frankly, for all the pitchers you're going to see this series, wouldn't be surprised if the Brewers found themselves up early in every single one of these games.
How did y'all win 2 out of 3 against the Cardinals?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And into this thing.
No, we lost 2 of 3.
Oh, you lost 2 out of 3. I thought you won 2 out of 3. You're right. The only game you won was Gore, who the Brewers don't have to deal with, which I'm thankful for that. Even Gore is, what, 4-8? Even he hasn't worked out to the extent that I think you all thought he was supposed to be like the crown jewel, wasn't he?
Mackenzie Gore has been just fine. He's gotten no run support, Sparky. He had an outing not
that
long
ago. You and
Paul
Skeens, cry me a river.
I mean, come on. Like, he goes 6 innings of one-run ball and gets the loss. Like, let's be real. That's not all Mackenzie Gore. I think it kind of tells the story when you have an ERA of 3.02 and your record is 4-8. It kind of tells you your baseball team sucks.
Then we need to start this, Charlie. Let's start the trade Mackenzie Gore because there's no future in D.C. thing right now. That's what they're doing to Skeens in Pittsburgh. They should be doing the same thing to Mackenzie Gore in Washington.
They've already had that. It popped up here and there. We had a guy mention it on our station today. Ken Rosenthal had said it. I am not on board, especially when you have an interim general manager. You better not be touching my prized ace. But regardless,
don't trade him to the Cubs. See. Do not trade. I swear to you, Toby Altizer, you all better not trade him to the damn Cubs. I do not want to see him in a Cubs uniform in the second half. Do not trade him to the trader, please. Whatever you do. Toby Altizer, 106.7, The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at Toby_Altizer. You were mentioning earlier about how the Wizards kind of got screwed, whatever. The Nationals, y'all got the number one pick again in the MLB amateur draft coming up on Sunday night, rounds 1 through 3, rounds 4 and on Monday. We had Dan Zielinski from BaseballProspectJournal.com on earlier, another former person that worked here at The Fan at 240. He does a great job if you're looking for somebody to talk about the draft. And we were just talking about the fact that this ain't necessarily a great draft, and there is no Strasburg. There is no Bryce Harper necessarily at the top of this draft. Those other 2 years, the Nationals fell into it like getting Shaq or LeBron. You don't get that same luck this year with this draft.
No, you don't, but I still think that there's quality players. You know, we had a guy on talking about Cade Anderson not that long ago, and he said he felt like his ceiling was maybe a pretty good 2, but you know, floor is somewhere as a number 4 starter, which I don't love. When you have the number 1 overall pick, you'd love to be able to get your ace. But, you know, if they go with Cade Anderson, I think I'd be fine with that. I prefer Ethan Holiday. I think you go with someone that has 30 homer upside, a guy that could be your third baseman of the future, maybe ends up in a corner outfield spot. I don't think he's going to stick at shortstop, but he's a guy that could be a cornerstone piece of this lineup with James Wood going forward. If he's anything like his brother, he can get to the bigs relatively quickly for a high schooler. And the thing that sold me on him, Sparky, was Jackson Holiday had a stretch where he was struggling to start this year, and he had a really, really good May. And the storyline was Matt Holiday, his dad, called down and said, hey, you've been doing this in the box, maybe make this switch. And sure enough, Jackson Holiday got going. I would love to have that sort of bloodline, because a big question mark around here is, can they develop talent? And look, I don't know that they could, but when you have a built-in hitting coach in Matt Holiday that can help you out along every stretch,
true.
I think that's an extra incentive. So I would go with Ethan Holiday personally, but I would probably say that it's leaning more 60-40 Anderson over Holiday at this point.
I tend to side with you. I think I'd go with Holiday too. And I don't know much about the other guy. I'm just saying that makes a lot of sense. We went through it here, right? We had Prince Fielder. His daddy obviously played in the big leagues. Tony Gwynn Jr., his daddy played in the big leagues. Now we got Prince Fielder's kid, Jaden Fielder, in the Brewers minor league system as well. So the Brewers are big fans of Bloodline picks. Without question, they're fans of it. And it's worked sometimes. It's not guaranteed to work every time. Look at Michael Jordan's kids. That didn't work. But sometimes it definitely does work. Toby, thanks so much. Tell everybody about your baseball podcast that you have as well.
Yeah, Bustin' Loose Baseball, talking about the Nationals. So if you want to, you know, I remember Bart's big thing when I worked with him back in Milwaukee is everyone loves DC sports out in Milwaukee. So that was something he always brought up. But Bustin' Loose Baseball, me and Grant Paulson talking about all things draft. Maybe you want to listen to what our thoughts are after the number one overall pick made on Sunday. We'll have something for you. Real quick, Sparky, though, on the way out, my favorite pitcher to watch right now, Jacob Mizorowski.
The Miz.
That guy's awesome.
Well, he's going to go to AAA, so don't get too used to it.
Well, regardless, whenever he pitches in a Brewers uniform, I'm tuned in.
No, I'm going to tell you why. We think he might be headed there, and fans are going to go crazy if it happens. So, you know Nasty Nestor Cortes, right? Former Yankee
pitcher. I know
Nasty
Nestor. Yeah.
So, they got him in that Devin Williams deal. So, he got blown up his first game against the Yankees, was great his second outing, then got hurt. Has not pitched since the second start of the season in April. He just had his second rehab start, pitched four innings, 50-some pitches for the Timber Rattlers at Class A ball in Appleton last night. So he's close to coming back, at which point there's going to be an issue because the only person left with options in that rotation is Mizorowski, who's got all of them, and then Quinn Priester, who's been pitching well and starting tonight. He only has one option left. So if you burn that this year and you've got him for another 5 years or whatever, you're not going to have that option. So they don't want to send him down. So then it becomes, okay, well, if Cortes comes in and you send Priester to the bullpen, is he going to be as effective in the bullpen? Or you send Mizorowski down to AAA until the trade deadline, let Cortes and Quintana showcase for a couple of weeks, maybe move one of them, and then bring Mizorowski back up. Plus, the other thing is you have the innings limit. You know, they're saying, you know, 45-50% year over year is all they want to do. Well, he only pitched 97 innings last year. So you're only going to have, you know what, maybe 9-10 more starts left in him here. And that's not including if you need him in the postseason. So if you send him down to AAA, maybe you don't have to pitch him as much. Maybe it's once a week, and then you bring him back up and save some innings. Again, the national media will absolutely crucify the Brewers if they send him down. And I don't care what the reason is. They're going to get killed for it. But that might happen. But yeah, Mizorowski, I told Charlie this. He very well is going to go down as maybe the most talented Brewers pitcher we've ever had before this whole thing is said and done, if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, please just keep him healthy because he's my favorite pitcher to watch at the moment. It's just, it's disgusting. I don't even know how you ever get a hit. I haven't seen guys come up and make dudes look as foolish as he did, especially in his debut, like in the Twins outing. Yep. I don't know if I've seen someone make the professional hitters look as stupid as they did against the Miz.
It's so awesome. And what's the deal with Ohtani? Ohtani jumped out of the box twice in this last series, jumping backwards like he was scared of the ball, but he got so faked out twice and a ball coming back. And once was against Miz, and who was the other one against? Quintana? Or was it no, it was Quintana, I think.
Quintana.
Yeah. So both of those guys, he jumped back, and they were both called strikes, and he was kind of just shaking his head in amazement at both pitches. So, Toby, thank you so much, and check him out, 106.7 The Fan. Follow him on Twitter, a fun follow, @Toby_Altizer, especially in this series, Brewers and Nationals. Like, he's going to have to be talking about the Brewers some on his Twitter feed. So, Toby, thank you so much, buddy. Have a good one.
Always great to chat, Sparky.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.